Americans spend the majority of our waking time in two different places, at work and at home. But there is, or maybe ought to be, another place, a diner, a bar, a coffee shop. Sociologists call it the third place, but you might call it a hangout. Of late, these places command a dwindling slice of our time, and given the current economic climate, more than a few are struggling, becoming scarcer, writes columnist Gregory Rodriguez, just when we need them the most. So what is your third place? How's it doing? Why is it important to you? Tell us your story. 800-989-8255 is the phone number. The address on email is talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. Gregory Rodriguez is a columnist for the Los Angeles Times and senior fellow at the New America Foundation with us today from Marketplace Studios in Los Angeles. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thanks for having me back.
And what's your third place?
Well, I have two in my neighborhood. I live in Koreatown near the center of Los Angeles. And two of the places, it's a very fragmented place. It's a very immigrant place. And so people don't always come together in one. So there are a few places where people of all backgrounds can come. And the two, those are the two I go to. And one of them is a Starbucks in my neighborhood where people from all over the world go to. And the other is a phenomenal old 1940s era bar called the HMS Bounty, which sits across the street from where the Ambassador Hotel once stood.
HMS, the bartender has a pirate outfit on?
I think all the bartenders at this point are from Thailand. But nonetheless, the decor remains old, sort of quintessential 1940s dark bar decor.
And why are these places important to you?
Well, you know, there are places. I was thinking about writing this column while I was sitting at a Starbucks, and I was reading the Sunday New York Times 2 weeks ago and about the story about it, in France, the classic traditional cafes and bars are declining. And it struck me, what would I do without my local Starbucks? What would I do without my local neighborhood bar? And it seemed to me they're important because they're places where we can share each other's experiences, and they're also important in light of what sociologists are constantly wringing their hands about in the United States, which is the decline of social capital, the fear of bowling alone. They're places where we actually rub shoulders and talk to people with whom we have no common cause, people that we don't live with, people we don't work with, people we don't necessarily have anything in common with. We find ourselves in the same room and we often chat with. It helps to connect community.
And as you say, people you're not going to run into in the course of the other parts of your life.
Absolutely not. In fact, I hope I don't. I've lost many a political bet in that bar. We've had plenty of fights over early in the primary over Hillary versus Obama and whether McCain was genuine. I watched the election results in that bar, and it's a fascinating mix of people who are there for different reasons on different nights. But at any given night, there's a group of men and women who will be chatting, sometimes earnestly, sometimes more in jest, about the news of the day, and it's a place to come together and vent. And I think these are increasingly important for us all. I mean, as we have less and less money to spend on discretionary spending, I think we're going to be looking for places where we can simply do something really cheap and old-fashioned, which is to talk to each other.
Let's see if we get some listeners in on this conversation. Our guest, of course, Gregory Rodriguez of the Los Angeles Times. 800-989-8255. I've lost the phone number in my brain. How do you like that? 800-989-8255. And you can also email us, talk@npr.org. What's your favorite hangout? Why is it important to you? Krista's calling us. Krista in Truckee, California.
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
I'm calling because I'm actually an owner of one of those hangouts.
Fantastic.
And we have definitely noticed more people hanging out.
And what kind of hangout is it?
We are a really little beer and wine bar, mostly wine. We're a wine bar.
And how many people can squeeze in there on a good night?
Well, let's see. I have 5 bar stools in front of me, and then we have another room that's got a table. We can seat a couple more, and then we have some folding metal chairs that if people want to, they can unfold the chairs and hang out.
And people come in, nurse a glass of wine, talk with each other?
That's exactly what they do. There's a lot of talking going on. There's a lot of, and we're a small town, and we have a lot of very different elements in town, and it's really nice that they can sort of come in and meet over something that everybody enjoys, which is an inexpensive glass of wine, and talk about all sorts of stuff. It's really been I don't want to say it's been good, but it's been there's been more of a feeling of community lately, it seems to me.
And one of the pieces, the things that Greg pointed out in his piece, in his column in the Los Angeles Times, it's a place where people who don't necessarily agree with each other and can provide the sort of social lubricant that makes life a little more tolerable.
That's absolutely right. That's kind of what my job seems to be, is, you know, a little bit of a moderator. Tone it down when it needs to be. But it doesn't really happen that often. We don't need toning down that often. Everybody's pretty civil, because I think, you know, when times actually get a little bit tougher, there's a lot more empathy and understanding going on.
And it sounds like you're doing okay.
We're doing okay. You know, we're not doing great, but we're making a living like we've always made a living. Well, and that's, you know, another thing I would say to people out there is, you know, don't necessarily think you have to go for whatever, riches and early retirement. Just make a living, an enjoyable, serviceable living that provides, you know, a little bit of happiness to some other people out there.
Well, Krista, thanks very much for providing the service. We all need
welcome.
It.
My bye pleasure.
Bye. Let's see. We go now to, this is Nine. Nine's with us from Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah, that's right. Well, since I lost my job in February and haven't found a job since, I haven't really been able to take my wife and five children out to, like, see movies and go out to dinner like we used to so much. So we sort of started rediscovering the local places around here, and we have a really wonderful place called Bookman's. It's like a super used bookstore. They've got videos for a dollar, but and all kinds of books and all price ranges. But more than that, it's really interactive. They've got open mic nights. People talk there about social issues. They talk about what's going on around in town, and actually got the idea to start my own landscaping business after talking to somebody that I met there. So.
Hmm. Ah, and there are couches and stuff so people can sit down and read and hang out?
Yeah, absolutely. And bean bags and little stools, you know, every 5-10 feet or so, and a huge children's room, and it's really great for community interaction.
And the kids are okay with all that old media around them?
Yeah, and I've never been one to let them play much video games. We don't have any PlayStations or anything allowed in the house. They're not allowed to do little gadgets in the car or anything, so they've always been book-oriented anyway. So.
Nine, thanks very much, and good luck with the landscaping business.
Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. There are all kinds of, you quote sociologists in your piece, Gregory Rodriguez, about sociologists who want us to engage. They're worried about us bowling alone. Obviously, people are finding ways to get together.
Well, the sociologists and the foundations that are spending a lot of time thinking about this, I think what I wrote my piece as a corrective, I think a lot of foundations who are turning their attention to civic engagement often want to get Americans involved in purposeful engagement, that they want them involved in the political system. They want them, again, bowling leagues. They want them in organized activities. What I'm advocating in my little humble way in this column is that sometimes it's good enough to come together to do nothing, to actually sip a cup of coffee and to talk. And that's a level of civic engagement that is not on the radar of the foundations that are focusing on civic engagement, the most basic level of people talking to each other.
Just sitting next to somebody and looking at the newspaper and say, geez, can you believe this?
Absolutely. Non-rational, non-productive, no end other than Americans talking to each other.
Let's go to Tom. Tom's on the line with us from Richmond in Virginia. Tom, you there? Tom must have gone off to the local bar.
It's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always 5 o'clock somewhere. Greg's with us. Greg on I-70 in Missouri.
Hi, this is Greg. My third place has always been my car. I remember when my father had life-changing events to tell me, we would take a drive. And I hope I'm not telling on him, but he drank a few beers and tell me about his life. I drive for about 3 days a week, and so it's my third place.
And who do you drive with, Greg?
It's called the Missouri Nursing Home Insurance Trust. It's a workers' comp company, and so I travel to 160 nursing homes in the state of Missouri talking about employee safety.
And so obviously you spend a lot of time in your car, and I guess some of the people you listen to are people on the radio like me.
Yes, I do. I spend a lot of time listening to NPR.
Well, we thank you for that, Greg. Appreciate it. Drive carefully, will you?
Thank you. I will.
Bye-bye. The car is sort of an interesting place, but you don't tend to pick up people you don't know. Hitchhiking, not much alive in this country anymore, Gregory Rodriguez.
Absolutely not. Although the other day, the Dodgers had a 50th anniversary game at the Coliseum, I believe, against the Red Sox, and I couldn't get home. I was 6 miles from home. This is Los Angeles. The subway's not worth a damn, and the buses were not running. I actually stopped someone and said, "Would you give me a ride home? I'll pay you $15." And they did it. And yet, nonetheless, it was an actual monetary transaction. But I thought, wow, I'd crossed this barrier I'd never done. I'd beg someone for a ride in L.A.
And here's an email from Laura in St. Louis. I'm from St. Louis, and my third place in the world is Area 4 on Hampton Road. With a 0.25 increase in beer prices, it appears we are doing well. There's no food, but plenty of cold beer and friends, and I can take my dog in for even more conversation. Seems to make the days even better. This from Eric in Fresno, California. Starbucks is my third place, although they've had some layoffs and closed down some stores. It's hard to believe because they still seem to be very busy. Apparently, it's one of the few affordable luxuries in this economy. We're talking with Gregory Rodriguez of the Los Angeles Times. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go to Johanna. Johanna with us from Portland, Oregon.
Hi.
And what's your third place, Johanna?
My third place is Barnes & Noble. I always find that when I go there, there's the regular people locally from my neighborhood. And it's a cozy, free place to go where I can read the latest news and the latest magazines and books. And for me, it's kind of an experience that I kind of get when I go home for Thanksgiving, where you get to sit around with your family, and you may not be having real conversation, but you just feel good because you're around a bunch of people. And that's the experience that I get being a single person who works all day, and I don't want to go home to just my cat, so I go to Barnes & Noble, and I just get a great cup of coffee, and I sit down, and I feel like I'm at home with a bunch of local strangers.
And don't you find that somebody reading a book is a great conversation starter? I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, there's always something to say about, you know, geez, you're just starting Asimov?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I find that that I have probably the most deep and philosophical conversations that I've ever held outside of, you know, a classroom in Barnes & Noble with, you know, peers, people that are younger than me. It's great. I really, really enjoy going there. I meet so many different people, and I get so many perspectives from people's opinions and their insights about life in general and, you know, things that are going around in the world currently, issues and stuff about the economy. It's just nice to feel like you're connected and a part of, you know, this place in the world. And I don't own a computer, so I find that I really like the interaction face-to-face with people rather than being online.
Well, Johanna, thanks very much for the call.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye. Here's an email from David. I'm an Army officer stationed in Mannheim, Germany. My hangout is Pizza Palermo, a.k.a. Tony's. It's a small, smoke-filled pizza stand with interior room for about 15 that's run by Tony, a Sicilian. It's a mix of locals, Americans, Germans, Turks, Italians, Russians, and others. We drink beer, talk about world events, family issues, wives, etc. It's amazing to see how much we all have in common, although we have diverse background. So we may all want to go over to Mannheim in Germany for some good pizza. This from Heidi in St. Louis. I live in St. Louis, but just moved here from Minnesota. My favorite bar, the Feisty Bulldog, went out of business about 2 months ago. It was my favorite hangout because it had a microbrew beer from Minnesota that I have a really hard time finding in St. Louis. Sad times. And, well, you know, that is also happening. The economic slowdown, Gregory, is happening too. Well, we heard about all those Starbucks closing, for one thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm happy that my Starbucks is still alive. And another thing people are doing, because Starbucks isn't cheap, is just switching from lattes to regular drip, just so they'll have somewhere to go. They can get their coffee in the office or at home, but sometimes we all like to go and rub shoulders with strangers.
Let's go to, that's not to anybody. That was an empty line. I forgot the phone number. Now I'm punching empty lines. Polo with us from Independence, Oregon.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
My third place is basically the local farmer's market me and my sister go to every week. She makes jewelry and I make scarves and hats.
And so you have a stand at the local farmer's market.
Yeah, but I mean, the people that go through there are different every time. And I mean, you get your what do you call them, your regulars that come by every weekend, but I mean, it always changes. And like the caller just said beforehand, you know, you just have the craziest conversations with some people that you normally wouldn't even go up to.
You wouldn't even meet them, yeah. All right. Is it every weekend?
Every weekend in the summertime. It's too cold right now.
All right. Good luck, Polo.
Thank you.
Let's see if we could squeeze one more caller in. Neil. Neil with us from Mishawaka in Indiana.
Hey, Neil. How's it going?
All right.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys, we play in an original band here in Indiana. It's called Escherbach, and we have about 5 or 6 venues that we can play in consistently, but in the last month or so, 2 of those have closed down.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Yep, so we're down to about 4. Luckily, one of them is taking the slack and renovating and making it like a big new thing, and I think that's going to be the new hangout. But it was very disappointing news to have 2 of our favorite venues close within the last month, and I think that's just a sign of what's been going on in the broader economy.
Well, Neil, we're glad you still have some place to play.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
All right, bye-bye. And Gregory Rodriguez, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Gregory Rodriguez is a columnist for the Los Angeles Times. He joined us from Marketplace Studios in Los Angeles. Before we go, a quick correction. Earlier this hour, we said Home Depot would close stores and lay off workers. Our apologies. It's Office Depot who made that announcement today, not Home Depot. Office Depot will close more than 100 stores and lay off some 2,000 workers. We apologize for the error. Tomorrow, the Art of the Christmas special, one of the Muppets, will be among our guests. We hope you'll be there, too. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.